This is GQDN for Friday, September 22nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. Well, that's a sale, right? One credit could equal two books. Audibletrial.com/groupquest. Also brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have no upgrades. Some Star Wars news. Star Wars? Where does that come from? And we do hit the esports corner. But today, we begin with three articles. Wowhead, Blue News, and Ars Technica. For they are saying that the Activision Blizzard deal with Xbox is getting near the close. Meaning, the deal is almost done. Because the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK did say that they liked the deal, the reconstructed deal. In fact, here's what Wowhead did say, or this has come from the Wowhead site. The Competition and Markets Authority did say, quote, "The CMA considers that the reconstructed deal makes important changes that substantially addresses the concerns it set out in relation to the original transaction earlier this year. In particular, the sale of Activision cloud streaming rights to Ubisoft will prevent this important content, including games such as Call of Duty, Overwatch, and World of Warcraft, from coming under the control of Microsoft in relation to cloud gaming. The CMA originally found that Microsoft already has a strong position in cloud gaming services and could have used its control over Activision content to stifle the competition and reinforce this position. The new deal instead results in cloud streaming rights for Activision games being transferred to an independent player, Ubisoft, maintaining open competition and the market for cloud gaming develops over the coming years." Bobby Kotick did talk to his employees, so here's what the, assuming it's an email, said, quote, "Team, I want to share an important update with our planned merger with Microsoft. Today, the UK regulatory authority, the CMA, issued a preliminary approval of our merger with Microsoft based on the solutions Microsoft presented in connection with its new merger application. The approval is critical to completing our merger. The next step for the CMA is to gather third-party feedback, after which the CMA will reach a final decision. As I said when announced the deal, the transaction will help us accelerate our ambitions for the future of gaming and enable to better serve our players. Microsoft recognizes the commitment to excellence and creative independence that has served us well for the last 30 years. I am confident that the resources, technology, and tools will provide us even greater opportunities to create even better games. This is a significant milestone for the merger and a testament to our solutions-oriented work regulators. I remain optimistic as we continue the journey completion and am very grateful to each of you for our dedication and focus throughout the process. As the regulators to continue the process, I will keep you updated on our progress towards our expected closing. With gratitude, Bobby." Now, the CMA, while it's open its consultation, did say that Microsoft has until October the 6th for the rest of the proposed remedies. So if there are any more concerns with the CMA, Microsoft must present the remedies or the fixes to the deal to the CMA. And they have 2 weeks to get it done. So what the Microsoft vice chair and President Brad Smith did say in a statement about this is, quote, "We are encouraged by the positive development in the CMA's review process. We presented solutions that we believe fully address the CMA's remaining concerns related to cloud gaming streaming, and we will continue to work toward earning approval to close prior to October 18th deadline." The 18th is basically when the decision will be made, about the 18th, somewhere around that time. So let's get out of that headache and enter a new one. Maybe a good headache, actually, if any headaches are good, because esports-news.co.uk did say that the Esports Awards for 2023, the finalists, have been announced. It'll be a full list of UK talent, and this would include Yinsu Collins, Freya Spears, Lottie Van Praag, Machine, Onset, Brennan Smith, Shogun, and Miles Ross, along with others. In fact, what Michael Ashford, the CEO of Esports Awards, did say, quote, "I am continually awestruck by the incredible talent present in the esports industry. It's an absolute joy to gather everyone and create a space where we can acknowledge, celebrate, and foster growth. I am eagerly anticipating the upcoming night of fun and camaraderie we'll share in Las Vegas this November." November, huh? Well, the Esports Awards 2023 campaign dates would include 13th through the 20th, turbo voting period, votes are worth double. 20th of November, voting closes on all categories but three. 25th November, voting closes for Esports PC Player, Esports Organization, and Esports Team of the Year. The 27th and 28th are the inaugural scholars. The 29th and 30th is the Esports Award 2023 ceremony. And they did give quite the list. I'm not going to go through it because the list is just too long, but if you want to go check it out, be a Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest, because the list is enclosed there. Now, that's basically due to time constraints. But ESTNN did say that TSM is leaving the LCS officially, and it's selling its spot for $10 million. Ooh! So, this is after 11 years, and it's selling its spot to Shopify Rebellion. So the North American League of Legends circuit, Team Solomid, known as TSM, is leaving the LCS. So, the spot has been taken by Shopify Rebellion, and they did put up on X at Shopify Rebels, quote, "We'll see you at the LCS Arena in 2024. The LCS is the League Championship Series. So where will TSM go? Well, right now they haven't made anything official, except for what they put up on Twitter, otherwise known as X. Quote, "Today is our final day in the LCS. 11 years, 7 domestic championships, 1 international title. Together we have established an unrivaled dynasty and brought North America their first ever international trophy. We have made the voices of black and white fandom heard across the globe. The TSM chants ringing out to every venue. We have laughed, cried, and creating lifelong bonds. None of this could have been accomplished without the unyielding support of our fans, the passion and hard work of the staff members that have made TSM what it is today, and the countless hours of practice and dedication from every player to our colors. TSM is a movement, binding us all together no matter who we are or where we came from. From North America and Europe to South America and Asia, our hearts beat as one. The black and white will live through all of us, through the fans, through our history. It will live through all of our teams that compete with the very same championship mentality and Baylife bravado. Our journey towards more championships doesn't end here. Thanks for the memories, LCS." Now we get to some games, somewhat, because Microsoft did say that, did leak it via SVG.com, Bethesda won't be, the Bethesda games won't see any time soon. What? Yeah, Bethesda probably won't release any games anytime soon. So this goes back to what the acquisition of ZeniMax and what was brought out there this past week. So here's what Game Pass Tracker said on Twitter. And I'm going to refresh your memory because we know that Doom Zero is coming most likely this year. Elder Scrolls 6, one planned title, going to mobile, possibly. Project Kestrel expansion. Licensed IP game, Fallout 3 Remaster, Elder Scrolls Online expansion, Ghostwire Tokyo sequel, Dishonored 3, and Doom Year Zero DLC. But none of those are Bethesda games, because they're looking at Indiana Jones being the next one, but who knows when that's going to come out? 2025? Well, we will see. But that's the case. Well, here's what Phil Spencer did say at Xbox P3. We've seen the conversation around old emails and documents and started to see our team's work shared this way, but so much has changed and there's so much to be excited about right now, and in the future we will share the real plans when we are ready. I've said that one before, but that goes to Bethesda in this one. So what could be the plans for Bethesda? We'll keep an eye on it. You know we will. Now, IGN did say that Star Wars Eclipse is still coming. In fact, with Lisa Pendence, I do apologize if I butchered the name, did tell IGN, quote, and this is via IGN.com, "Can I say it still exists? Because it exists. It's just not ready. It's simmering." Further quote, "One of the big focuses we had when we announced Star Wars Eclipse was to make sure it was clear that this is actually an action-adventure game that has all the elements that you could come to expect want from a Quantic Dream title, which is intrinsically branding narratives, multiplayer player characters. There's no game over. Anyone can die, anything can happen, and the story continues so that those signatures are still there. What we've been doing is even more ramping up our expertise in the gameplay arena." Okay, so they're still working on it, but there's something else that's going on. According to BGC 24/7, the president of Iceland opened the eFanFest. So he entered the stage, walked out, talked to the people, what's going on, opened the FanFest, but he pulled a note out of his pocket and he read from it. Here's what it said: "Be violent, be angry, be as full of revenge as you like in games. But in the real world, make friendships, be merry, be respectful, be safe." Then he looked to a nearby camera and gave two big thumbs up. Back to the microphone, he said, quote, "Have a great FanFest," end quote. And the crowd went nuts. So that is something to ponder there. But if you're looking for a performance upgrade from Valve Steam Deck, you'd be disappointed. Because according to Eurogamer, it's not going to happen. Nope, just not going to happen. Because Valve did release a bit of a statement basically saying that the performance upgrades will not be out for, quote, "in the next couple of years," end quote. In fact, the deck designer Pierre-Luc Grevas did say that the company wants to keep a single performance specification. That's the current one for its handheld gaming PC. But he did speak to The Verge, and he did say that that update could come a little bit longer, and that is, or even a lot longer, because those Steam Deck performance upgrades are a long way off. He said, quote, "It's important to us that the deck offers a fixed performance target for developers, and that the message to customers is simple, where every deck can play the same games. As such, changing the performance level is not something we're taking lightly, and we only want to do so when there's a significant enough increase to be had. We also don't want to do performance to come at a significant cost to power efficiency and battery life. We're still closely monitoring innovations in architectures and fabrication process to see where things are going there." Now, he also did talk to CNBC, which they take a look at the financials of the stock market. And here's what he said to them, quote, "We think that it's a pretty sweet spot in terms for being able to play all the experiences from this new generation. And so far, the new releases coming out have been great experiences on Steam Deck. So far, I think it's been pretty good on the horsepower front," end quote. Well, if they think it's good, then it's good to them. "We will not say what we think about this tomorrow, because there's no weekly show tomorrow due to scheduling conflicts. But you can go to thegroupquest.com and check out all the former shows." Yes, you can. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.